welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Hey, Mark.
Hello, Mike.
Long time ago, researchers did a prospective study looking at lifestyle, and they found low rates of coronary artery disease among Eskimos living in Greenland, particularly Eskimos who ate lots of seafood. Now, I might be corrected by listeners because I'm not sure in Greenland if they still call them Eskimos, but that was the original paper. Of course, they also found that Eskimos living in Greenland had other parts of their life that were unique. For example, they didn't watch a lot of TV and had low use of iPhone, etc. Nonetheless, they sort of focused on this seafood consumption, and subsequent animal studies and observational studies and clinical trials have examined the health effects of seafood consumption and identified long-chain N3 polyunsaturated fatty acids that are present in fish oil as the important contributor to these benefits. These omega oils are incorporated into cell membranes of phospholipids throughout the body, but particularly in the heart and the brain, two very important organs, and they are stored in adipose tissue as triglycerides. So whether low-dose omega supplementation might have different effects on cardiac mortality and total cardiovascular disease in primary prevention, people who don't have pre-existing disease, is unclear. You have found a study called the SN study, published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It asks the question, in patients with diabetes, what is the safety and efficacy of daily supplementation with omega-3 fatty acids for the primary prevention of cardiovascular disease? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this is a follow-on to the study we talked about last week about aspirin, and this is the omega-3 part of the ASCEND study. So as listeners will recall, these were adults 40 and older with diabetes and no known cardiovascular disease. There were over 15,000 people in the study, and in this part of the trial, they were randomized to either omega-3 fatty acids or placebo in identical 1 gram capsules. The mean age, again, was 63 years. About two-thirds were men. Most were white, 96%. And the risk was, they were felt to be low, relatively low risk of cardiovascular disease in 40%, moderate in 40%, and high in about 20%. The main outcome they were looking at was this composite of non-fatal MI, non-fatal stroke, and vascular death, or TIA. Again, as we talked a little bit later, they added the TIA outcome once they'd already started the study because they were concerned about not being able to detect a difference between groups. So after about 7 years of follow-up, there was no difference between groups for the primary outcome, that composite I talked about of bad cardiovascular things, 8.9% in the omega-3 group, 9.2% in the placebo group, no significant difference. There were also no differences for any individual components of the composite, with the exception of the most important one, which is vascular deaths. They were a bit lower for the omega-3 group. Now, it's a small absolute difference, 2.4 versus 2.9%. It was statistically significant. The number needed to treat is about 200 people taking this fish oil every day for 7 years to prevent one vascular death. Now, there wasn't a difference in all-cause mortality, but the absolute difference in all-cause mortality was the same as in the cardiovascular mortality for various statistical reasons. You need a lot more patients in a study to statistically prove that all-cause mortality is improved. So I do believe that that's probably real, that 0.5% is from those fewer cardiovascular deaths. So bottom line, in the study, there was no significant difference in the composite vascular outcome or all-cause mortality, but there was a reduction in vascular deaths. The authors do urge caution. There were a lot of comparisons in the study. So even the authors say, you know, we saw this signal. It's kind of a small effect. And, you know, we'd like to, you know, look at other data in contemporary group of patients before concluding that, yeah, for sure, it reduces vascular deaths.
You know, I've had patients who have opted to take omega fish oils, and they come in and they're not happy campers. The side effects are probably not very significant, but they do report constantly having a fishy taste in their mouth.
Yeah, and that's a common complaint, and occasionally some GI side effects. But, you know, again, it's benefits and harms. And there actually have been some studies looking at even a very small quality of life decrement spread over enough people, you know, can add up to pretty substantial population-based harm. So if you've got the whole population feeling gassy and having bad breath, that's, you know, maybe that matters. Who knows?
And again, this was people with diabetes.
That's right.
It might be hard to extrapolate to others, but at least it's something else that we can talk with our patients about that might benefit them long-term. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Yep.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.